Computer. Okay, everybody, Vimal and I are kind of hosting the call here, and I've started the recording for August 15th for the 5G use case call. If you have a problem being recorded, of course, you can stay silent or drop. Thanks. Okay, Vimal, you want to?
So I think we need to get ready for M0 for Frankfurt, and you have all the requirements. So I think there were two things. One, we already shared yesterday during your realization call on the alignment for O-RAN.
Right.
And the other topic I thought we still wanted to review a little bit was the slicing, the scope. What are we going to do for slicing? And there was also the third topic that I just realized when I saw Joanne on the line that also there was some discussion on ConfigDB, what we want to do for ConfigDB in Frankfurt release. So those are the three topics that I think might have to be discussed. I don't know if we need to talk again about the O-RAN alignment that we reviewed yesterday. But other two topics we can definitely talk about. Does that?
That sounds good, yeah.
I don't see Swami. I thought he said he will have something to share. Borislav, do you have something or?
Hi. Actually, we presented last week. What would you like me
Okay,
to
now.
share? The presentation is attached to the wiki.
Okay, I'll take a look. Ben, what are the next steps to get ready for M0 for Frankfurt?
Zoo, oh, sorry, I was on mute. So Zoo, I was on the PNF software upgrade call right before this, and nobody was on. So I wouldn't know if it would maybe got canceled this week or something.
Yeah, Logan sent the email just 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay. So I guess we
Yeah.
didn't get it. All right, so I'll catch you next week. So Vimal, the items were closing on M0 deadline deliverables. You wanted to make sure network slicing. R6 proposal was understood. There was the ORAN 3GPP ONAP alignment. And Joanne's configuration and topology management. Are there any other topics from anybody? All right, so I think Borislav had made a presentation on August 8th, right? Last week. And I think I recorded it. Let me see here. So people can find the recording here, right? Yeah, so that's there. And the harmonization call, there was a recording yesterday for it on the realization call. So if you guys missed that or weren't on the call, that's here. Okay, so that was here, given on the my realization call home. Oh, I do have another topic, actually. Way of working with the model architecture team. Okay. And the config BB and topology management, actually, Joanne is calling for a meeting today. At 3, was it 3 or 3:30?
Yeah, but just for 3 of us, you know, since
yeah.
You,
yeah. Just in case, I mean, so people are aware of the word meeting. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So any other topics anybody wants to add? Oh, I see one more person joined. Let me see. Shikhar, okay. Okay, and Marge told me she'll join at the half hour, so I'll just add her now. All right. So for M0, there was one thing we needed to do really quick before I forget. Let's see. So there was a new PTL for OOF. I think it was Shankar PN. And I don't know if that was reflected everywhere. OOF. Yeah, I think I had updated everything. Just let me really quickly make sure. No, okay, so no, let me just take a minute to do that before I forget, as I get so busy doing stuff. All right, so Shankar, who had sometimes attended this call but isn't on today. And also another thing, Marge was looking to join the DCAE call today, but apparently, but apparently I guess it got moved. It said it was in ONAP 4, but I didn't see it in the ONAP 4 list, so maybe it's on a different bridge. Okay. Oops, was that the one I did already? No, okay. So, Vimal, I saw that Marge had a new So she gave you a set of slides, and then maybe you added some slides in the beginning or something?
Yeah, so my slides were just two slides to say what is ORAN architecture and what are they defining.
Okay.
More to give background information.
Right, which is good. Did you upload them to, there's a couple places, like two or three places you could upload them to. Okay. First was the yesterday's yesterday's call where you presented at the realization call. That page you can upload to. And if you just go to the 5G link,
I can do that.
Yeah, I'll put it in the chat here real quick. If you go to this, if you go here, you can see where the link to the realization call, yesterday's realization call is, and I had already uploaded slides, Marge's or initial slides, but I didn't upload your newer slides. So yeah, you should probably maybe put it there.
Okay.
And then today's, we have it as a topic for today as well. So maybe put it in today's notes slides, which I haven't updated yet. I haven't published it yet. So let me catch up here. Okay, so that's all the 5G use cases, and then just our PNF. We have a few PNF use cases, like software upgrade and plug and play and so forth, which have four of those. Let me just make sure that these also have the updated PTL. Nope, those are also out of date. Okay, configuration of netconf, it's also out of date. We can play. All right, and then the last one is software upgrade. All right. Okay, those are all up to date now. Let me see. Yes.
This is Yao Guang.
Hi, Yao Guang. Hi.
Presented 5G NRM.
Oh, yes, 5G NRM. That doesn't have its own page yet. Did you want to make a... So you can make your own page if you want, or I can copy a page.
Yeah, actually, I created a page for this.
Oh, you did? Case. Okay. Do you have the link to that page? Can you put in the chat?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
So Vimal, I'm going to just quickly save this page real quick. So this is the other, this is where today's notes are. So people know, it's here off the 5G page, and let me put a link to it off the 5G page. And Vimal, you can upload your slides there too. And also they should probably go to the, they should also probably go to the harmonization. Oops.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting.
Yeah, okay. So you're putting it there. also, yeah, go ahead.
While you are editing, I won't change. I'll just wait.
Okay. So is there a page for the heart? Oh, there is. Okay. Ooh, I might have already deleted it. Let me see. So if you don't mind, I'll just add the recording here and you can add the slides here as well. Development status test, okay. Let me see, is this the harmonization page? Yes, okay. So maybe, I don't know, we'll just add it here. So Vimal, you can add it here and I'll upload the recording. Let me see. One. Okay. That. Okay, so I got to remember to do that after the call. All right. Okay, did you put in the chat, Yao Guang, the link? Let me see.
Yes.
Okay, good.
In the second one. Okay.
So this is the, this one? Let me see. Use yeah. case objectives. Okay, great. Good. All right, so let me add it to here. Edit. Let's see, where's the page here? I think here. Whoop. Oh boy, what did I do? Okay, good. Okay. He's green. And this yellow. Oops. All right. Bold blue. Okay, let me see. That deals with 5GCM. CNF caps. All right. And let me see, you need, whoa. Okay, you need, the page for the development impacts table. Let me see if I can find a page here. Okay, let me see. This is the latest table, right? Yeah. Okay, so Yao Guang, probably here you need a, this is the summary. If you just use this table for your M0, this is used for M0, right? The summary. Let me see if I just delete these here. I don't know if this will work. Let me try delete. Okay, good. And the other thing you need is the business template. Business driver template. Okay, and that is up in the general use cases. Nope, next level higher up. And it's there. Okay. Okay, like that. And I think you're good. Update. Okay, so then you can just fill out these things that I just put in there.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. And actually, I should probably also update the general template page. Let me do that. Do that now. So this needs to be updated. Okay. Delete, paste. Right. Okay, update. All right, so that gets rid of, there's just some of our basic logistical stuff. And I delete the, all right. Joanne, did you want to say anything about the ConfigDB topology management? We had a VES meeting, right? The VES presentation. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I can do, but you want to, I was thinking maybe we sync up first, or you want me to talk first?
You mean sync up at this afternoon, yeah, and talk next week, or do you mean?
I was thinking maybe talk next week if we have
okay,
time.
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's do that. So, August 22. Is that okay with you, Vimal?
Yeah.
All right. So M0 deadline deliverables, we've been talking about this for a few weeks, and there's a few things that need to happen. So, you know, we need to fill in this main table here. So that's the main thing I would say. So everybody, if you go through and fill in your expected impacts, that's the main thing I think that you need to get done by M0. We can look at the checklist if you want to see if there's anything more specific, but I think definitely the main thing is this checklist. Let's see. Okay, so M0. This is template that I just showed you. Data announced participation, project proposal. That's M1. Yeah, so you gotta tell the use case, any new use cases should be presented at like Alice call. And oh yeah, and presentation will be given on all, you're giving it on Allah's call too, right?
Yes, I'm doing it on Monday. John.
Okay. And, huh? Sorry, say again.
It's on August 19.
Oh, right, August, yeah, right. All right, and if we just look at this template, which I had up, but I don't have it up anymore. Okay, so I think we just, let's see, template must be filled out. Okay, so use case name, I think everybody has that. Testing environment and integration team liaison. I think they definitely want the testing stuff by M1. I don't know that we have to have that by M0 actually. So all this testing, test cases and stuff are usually after M0 but before M1. So I think the main thing is just getting this the basic user stories and stuff in place. Okay. Are there any, I mean, we could go over them one by one, I suppose, but are there any ones that anybody specifically wants to talk about? Otherwise, maybe we can go over a couple of them and see where we are here. Let's see. So for service modeling, the idea here was that we need all the modeling stuff and things, basically all the things we need to create a 5G, you know, a 5G base station, right? We would like to have whatever we need to do to be able to create a 5G service, whether it's modeling or whatever, right? So defining a 5G service in ANEI, in modeling, whatever we need to do in modeling to make that work. And I don't know if I can shrink this a little bit. Let's see. It's going to let me do that. All right. And then SDC, being able to create a service, of course. And I don't think there's any other impacts. I don't think. So modeling proposals, ANEI, of course, is where a lot of the design time stuff happens. So, okay. Any questions on that? I think this is basically the main impacts. Let me see. I mean, the 5G flows can be done later or in parallel. Okay, and at the same time, there's some PNF related modeling work that I'm working with Jacqueline Bovac from Ericsson on as well, and as well as others from the modeling team. We're trying to get the PNFD mapping to ANEI understood. OF and PC, I think they made a presentation not long ago as well in July and late July. So I think they have a good understanding of what's going on there. The ConfigDB stuff and network topology we're presenting next week. I think Marge can talk a little bit about the PM stuff when she joins in a couple minutes, or if she's not already on. I don't think she's on yet. okay, and network slicing. Borislav just said that they have a pretty good view now of the presentation on the network slicing next steps that was given with Shankar and Swami. Borislav, I think maybe you need to still fill in from what you were planning to do, maybe fill in or take a guess at impacts here. So you need to fill in this table, I think. So.
All right, we'll need to do this. Yeah. Actually, I'm speaking with ANI guys regarding what can be contributed for the use case, but it's still not closed.
Okay, yeah. So I think maybe that's something it doesn't have to be perfect. Just if you expect an impact or there might be an impact, you know, write it down. And so that basically the main thing here is whatever you fill in here, you can engage the PTL for that component and then they won't be surprised, right? That's the main thing. The purpose of this table is that to raise awareness to the PTLs for each of the platform projects that you can say there's, we expect some kind of impact, and so they aren't surprised. That's the main thing. They don't want to hear at M2 or M3, hey, you know, suddenly we have something to add to for this thing, and that would be tough to integrate and to work in. So the main thing is just even if there's an expected impact, I think, or potential impact, you probably ran and write something down. Okay, I know Timo just got back from vacation, actually, so I haven't been in contact with Sumuli, but both Timo and Sumuli have had presentations from Ericsson and Nokia, have gotten together and described some of the basic outlines of what is going to be in licensing management. I can contact Timo and let him know we need to fill this in here. So that's something I got to do. This is okay. I'm trying to lose track of what I need to do here. So there's something else I needed to do. I needed to upload. Oh yeah, I can upload. I can help you upload the video to the. To the RAN harmonization use case. I think I still have that video, so. All right, so those are things I gotta do. All right, and then 5G NRM, Yao Guang is gonna be filling out the thing that we just put in there. Okay, so after that, the next step is just something that we here as a team can kind of fill in all of the across board impact of our things here. Let me see. Do we have all the things here? Let's see. So need to add in the 5G NRM. There's a couple of new use cases we have actually. So we've got the RAN organization. Right, we've got the licensing management. We've got the 5G NRM and the topology management. Okay. All right. I think those are our main new use cases in R6. Did I miss any, do you think? Let me see. Oh, and the 5G service modeling, right? Making a 5G service, okay. All right, so after we've filled out each of our use cases tables, I can go and take a look and see where we have impacts, and so we have a summary table here. So that's not a super high priority, but something we need to do.
Ben, we have to do that in
yes.
each of the use cases, right? So just copying that.
Right,
in,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, you joined a little late. So
sorry.
I had actually gone over into each of these pages and we were talking about that. So actually I skipped over the PM and told people that you'd be joining. So basically I don't know if you want to say anything about both PM or PM dictionary, FM metadata.
Well, the bulk PM, any changes there would be from Ericsson, but the PM dictionary, we do have a proposal that we're reviewing with the Ericsson team For modifying the dictionary format. We're still trying to finalize that, but that's kind of, I think, all that I'm aware of that's going on there. Yeah, GUI display. Yeah.
So I think the GUI display is probably a design time SDC thing. Where the modeling, you said the PM.
No. I said the format of the PM dictionary.
Format of the PM dictionary. What project would that impact?
Well, I mean, it potentially would impact, I don't know.
The format of the PM dictionary. So maybe
SDC, I guess.
Onboarding, because you're onboarding it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if there are any analytics applications that use it yet or not. Yeah. That would have to be.
Go ahead.
Hi, Margie. For dictionary, right? So you try to modify this format in Frankfurt release or just?
Yes, in the Frankfurt release was what we were proposing. Yeah.
Okay. So also for dictionary, work on dictionary. It's only limited to the PMFM. Are you going to do like say configuration management, like an onboarding package from vendors? Are you going to work on that piece too, or just
PM in Frankfurt? Yeah.
So actually for CM, it's already defined that for the onboarding packages, you can include as non-manual artifacts your Yang models.
Yes.
So basically, say onboarding package already has like a dictionary type to say its parameter of the, what's the purpose, right, for the like dictionary format, right?
I don't call
it
a dictionary, but it's a Yang model definition, right, Oscar?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No. We were discussing the CM, the format of the PM dictionary. It's a YAML file, and we're just restructuring what the YAML looks like or proposing it. We need to conclude the discussion with Michaela. I think she was on vacation, so that's kind of what we need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. We have a meeting now planned for next week to try to settle that.
Okay. Great. And again, as I said earlier, before March joined, this doesn't have to be absolutely totally perfect. Just the main point is that we're not blindsiding the PTLs. So if you're expecting an impact, a potential impact to a project, you just write something here so that at least the PTL can kind of look at all these pages and say, oh, you know, I'm expecting some impact from this use case. Well, that's it. So that's the main thing we're trying to accomplish, I think, in Dero, and that's why this sort of summary table is easier for PTLs to digest. That if you're VJ from DCA, you can just straight go down the list and go to these particular pages.
So I see a value in the spreadsheet.
That's what we're trying to do. Okay, great. Thanks, Marge. So and Marge, I reported on licensing management. I said that Timo and Samuli from Ericsson, Timo from Nokia are working this, and they've got a couple of initial meetings, but I know Timo's just back from vacation, so I don't know if there's any.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Timo and see if he can come to this meeting next week. I know they're off probably again today, but
Yeah, I think that was good because this is one page that needs a lot of work. So they don't even have the business driver thing yet filled out. So that would be good, I think. Right. And you and Vimal will be presenting at Ala's next Monday's meeting. You're aware of that, right? Or at least Vimal.
Whoops. Well, I'm not going to be because it totally collides with another meeting that I run. Vimal will be, and he and I have looked at the slides, and you know, if maybe you and I can meet, and if you have any questions so that you can support him,
sure.
That would be good because I have to run my other meeting.
Sure. Okay, so, you know, again, everybody who's working use cases, we need to make sure these tables are filled out. The other thing too is that I wasn't sure about is, so the El Alto release is ending and they got pushed from September 5 to now September 30. And I heard that I don't think the M0 for R6 Frankfurt is still September 5, I believe. Amal, do you agree? Did you hear anything different? I think though El Alto moved, I don't think Frankfurt did.
That's my understanding right now.
Okay. So we're still proceeding on our timeline. So basically in a couple weeks, we need all these things assessed and we need to start engaging the PTLs. Okay. So just in the last 10 minutes here, Zhu and I and others have been attending the modeling calls. And one of the things that I've been working with the all of the teams, so I've presented this at the modeling call, I'm working this with the modeling call and architecture team, and I've presented some of this here as well. So just so you know, let me see where to start. So basically there's a process for modeling, right? And this activity started in modeling to try to understand what we do in modeling, before each of the drops, where basically we're developing models and when to engage the use case and architecture teams. And this is a flow of what happens in the modeling team. So there's what they call an information model that's developed. That information model goes through planning. They kind of have a model that they'd like to introduce into the release. Okay, so that's called the input model. And then they refine that model through before M2, and that's called the discussion model. And then they freeze, approve, review, and that's called the clean model. Okay, so after the clean model, of course, you know, nothing's ever perfect in the universe, so they can put tweaks on that and further refinements. But at the same time, all the different use cases are also making and defining and creating a data model, right? So again, there's an input discussion and clean data model, which eventually serves into the APIs. And so we're trying to basically find
did
a way
ben
that...
Cut
yeah,
out?
Yeah. Oh, sorry,
yeah,
did I cut
we can't
out?
Hear you,
oh.
Ben.
Okay, sorry. Is this better? Let me see, move the mic closer. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know how much of that you caught or missed. So basically, I was just saying there's the modeling team comes up with an information model. They plan the model, they refine the model, they work on the model, and they review and approve the model, and that approved model is called the clean model. The input model is the start of the discussion, and then as they refine the model, that's a discussion model. So it goes from I'm planning to I know what I want to do for the release to I'm refining it to I approve it, right? So model planning, an input model, discussion model, and a clean model. And the data model, which is developed by the use case teams, go through a similar sort of thing, right? An input model, discussion, and a clean data model. And that feeds into the APIs that are used in the release by the M3 API freeze milestone. Okay, any questions on that? All right, so what we're trying to do is have more definitive checkpoints of when the different teams kind of meet and should talk, right? So before M0, we have the use case proposals and of course those tables that I'm showing you with the impacts that we're filling out right now. At the same time, the modeling team is coming up with their discussion model, right? And I can show you what I've been working on with them here. Okay, so it kind of looks like this. so basically I've been working with the modeling team to you know, so what they had before was just this black bold text, right? And so we're kind of refining week to week from these slides that I'm making and with the team discussing more detail about what the model team does and what it should be doing. So by M0 and M1, they're basically, at M0, the use case teams are basically evaluating their use cases, and the modeling team is coming up again with their model planning. And there's a template for this model planning, which you can go to this link and read about. But basically the idea is that they're trying to assess the requirements. Actually, it might be useful just to show you the template they work with. Okay, so they work off this template, which you can see are basically the requirements in a particular release, what we need to do modeling wise, and what we're trying to achieve, why they're relevant in a particular use case, and so forth. They have also lower priority ones and experimental ones, which are kind of this forward looking. Type work. Okay, so things they know might be coming down the pipe, but not nice to have, so low priority nice to have. But the ones that they're really working are these model requirements. Okay, so the modeling team is doing that, and at some point you basically want your use case teams to be talking to the model teams, because as we saw in that other slide, the information model has to feed into the data model, right, that the use case teams work on. So there's actually going to be a presentation that is scheduled for for next week's realization call, August 21st. Kevin Skaggs and Andy Mayer and Deng Hui from the modeling team will be talking about this process, basically. So they'll be talking about the things that they anticipate could have model impact, and they want to basically open a discussion for. So one thing I presented Monday was the. Was the possible model, and they were discussing R6, right? And so I said, there's a view right now of all the use cases, and there's potential model. These are the things that use cases have told me there would be model impact to, and so they wanted to have a discussion basically with the use case teams. And I said, there's three use case calls, the 5G one, the realization one, and Allah's call. So, any of those calls you could potentially talk to people on. But so I gave them some time at the for next week's realization calls. So if you're working end-to-end slicing, the harmonization call or use case, 5G configuration network topology use case, licensing management, anyway, if you're working any of these use cases that have model impact, I strongly suggest that you attend next week's call, because Kevin and Andy and people from the modeling call should be there to open up a dialogue to understand what the modeling impacts are and also kind of talk about this way of working. Okay, so basically, as you can imagine, this discussion of what happens in the modeling team and their process has taken a lot of time to elaborate and describe and stuff. So we're currently through this right now on M0 and M1, and so they give me some time each week to refine the text here. So next week I think we'll be talking about this next box here. But basically for the use case teams, where's the page? So for the use case teams at M0, basically the modeling team is expecting that the use case teams, each of the teams, actually go to the modeling meetings Monday and Tuesday, to basically present their expected modeling needs and open up a dialogue about potential model impacts. And of course, the other way, it works the other way too, Kevin and Andy and stuff and Deng Hui are coming to one of the use case calls next Wednesday to also, you know, you have a chance to present your modeling needs or what you think might be modeling impacts for your use case. Okay. So at M1, the next milestone, basically where they're filling out this model impact plan that I showed you. So they're filling out each of the basic requirements that they think they need to work on. And one of them is this use case relevance, where basically for any particular model requirement, say for example, they have, if you've been on the modeling calls, they've been talking about licensing management, for example, proposed possible licensing management model that they've been working on, and of course that would be relevant to the licensing management use case, for example. Okay. Yeah, so any questions on any of that? All right. So that's kind of what you know, again, this isn't the first time I've presented this stuff here, but just to let you know, there's progress being made, at least in the modeling team, and maybe we need to also do something similar. I suggest we do something similar for the use case team. Maybe we have a more refined process page of kind of how we work and some of the major things we do. There is already kind of a rough page, which I showed you earlier. Here, right? So this page kind of at a high level tries to summarize everything that we're doing and all these different milestones, but it's again at a very high level and not necessarily focused on any particular thing. And there's no use case track here, but you can kind of see some of the major steps that are planned. Okay. So maybe in the following weeks, it takes some number of months to actually develop that page and to have, because it's not a super high priority thing, we just discuss it a bit at a time. So maybe we can start that discussion after I have the modeling stuff done. We'll have a better idea of kind of the template of what it should look like. Okay, we just have a couple minutes left. Vimal, did you want to add anything, or did you have
anything?
Okay, so I'll add the slides to that I just presented here to this page here as well. Oops. Okay. All right. I'll add the way of working, model and architecture. Right, and you guys can add the harmonization slides. All right. All right. Anything else from anybody? Otherwise, maybe we can close. Okay, so I guess we'll close for today. Thank you, everybody, for joining.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.